And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. After being closed by the social distancing requirements prompted by the global pandemic, golf courses operated by Hamilton County are set to reopen. So joining us to talk about it is Kimberly Witten. She's the public engagement coordinator at Great Parks of Hamilton County. Kimberly, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to have a sign of normalcy, pre-COVID-19 stuff going on. Tell us what's going on with the golf courses.
Right. Yes, that is going to be the, they were obviously, we closed them due to, you know, everything that was going on for the safety of our guests. And so we've decided with, Governor DeWine, you know, starting to open up Ohio a little bit, that it would be a good opportunity to open our 6 golf courses up. It'll be on Friday, May 1st is when they're going to officially open. You can actually do tee times online, online or phone only. And that's starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So you can go online to our website, greatparks.org/golf, or you can actually call the golf courses directly if you wanted to make some tee times. There is going to be some regulations and restrictions, obviously, in place while, we're opening these golf courses. So, things that we want people to be mindful of if they're going to come out and play with us, they must bring their own clubs. Only players with tee times are allowed in the clubhouse or on the course. Guests are required, obviously, that's applying to all businesses, to wear a face mask or covering, when in the building. We are installing some plexiglass at the clubhouse counters to make sure that, there's a barrier between guests and staff for extra safety. Riding carts are single passenger only. The driving ranges, putting greens, and snack bars will remain closed. So it is really just very strictly, you do your tee time online. And then you go to the course and you go play and then you go. it's a great opportunity to get out. This weekend looks to be really nice. So we're expecting a pretty big crowd at all 6 of our golf courses throughout the county.
So if the golf carts are single passenger only, what do you expect to see from players while they're out on the greens? In terms of, I guess, how they congregate and where they should be standing in relation to each other?
Well, of course, when you visit the parks, even if you're out on a golf course, you're on a trail, what have you, the 6-foot distance rule still applies, no matter if you're outside or not. So we want people to be mindful of that when they are out on the course. The carts are going to be limited since they are just single passenger only, so it will be limited. A lot of people will have to, be walking. We're not providing, golf carriers, that roll that you can walk with. You'll have to, kind of just be prepared to have everything that you need that you have with you when you're out on the course. And just be mindful of who you're with and have a good time, enjoy being outdoors and getting some fresh air and getting out of the house.
And what type of sanitization measures are you taking on those golf carts and the things that may come into contact with multiple people?
Right. They're getting wiped down, after each use. We're making sure that everything is clean. The counters are clean. Anything that's going to come in contact with any of the players or any of the staff is going to be cleaned as quickly as possible to make sure that we can get a good turnaround and people can get out onto the courses. We are staggering. We're lengthening the time between tee times as well. So that allows more time for us to be able to prepare everything and get everything clean and ready to go.
And we're talking with Kimberly Witten, the public engagement coordinator at Great Parks of Hamilton County. Kimberly, there are other things to do at the parks. What else had been closed and do we see them reopening?
The facilities, all the indoor facilities have been closed. So we're looking at, visitor centers, restrooms, our reservable areas. All of those things where there could be a potential for people to congregate in a larger crowd have all been closed. When people come to the parks, they just, especially with the restrooms, definitely plan ahead for that. Playgrounds, things where, you can come in contact with surfaces. So we just want people to be mindful of that. But we have been open this whole entire time for passive recreation. So that includes, any of our trails. We have nearly 80 miles of trails. That people can enjoy. That also includes, if you do have a canoe or kayak, a personal one, we do have canoe and kayak access areas, not only at our lakes at Miami Whitewater, Sharon Woods, and Winton Woods, but there's also some river access points as well on the Little Miami and the Great Miami at some of the parks. So if you do have your own watercraft, you're more than welcome to come out and use those access areas and get out on the water. We do allow fishing. Obviously, our boat houses are closed, or anywhere that you could purchase any bait or anything like that. So, people who have their own personal gear can go ahead and bring that and find, you know, a lake and even some river access points to go enjoy a day of fishing. Our disc golf courses have remained open as well, because there is that you can keep a distance in disc golf. You can, you know, stand apart and you walk. So we definitely kept those open. We're just inviting people to still be able to come out and enjoy the trails. Trails are obviously one of the more popular features, because people can run, walk, bike, hike. So there's a lot of variety of things that people can do on the trails. So, but while you're out there, again, just be mindful. Try to keep that 6-foot distance. Wear a mask if you're comfortable with doing that. If you're going down a trail, kind of have a plan of action. If you see, you know, a couple people coming at you, or, you know, you guys are crossing paths, just, you know, be mindful of everybody so everyone can enjoy being outdoors together.
And Kimberly, the wildflowers are in bloom. Good place to see that somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. So if you start out on the west side of town, we've got Shawnee Lookout, and Miney Fort Trail is really well known. It's an uphill hike, so, be ready for that. But once you get at the top, you get to this panoramic view of the Ohio River Valley. It's gorgeous. So you can see Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, and where the Great Miami goes into the Ohio River. It's beautiful. And while you're up there, this is prime wildflower season, spring wildflowers. It kind of started in March or April, and then it's going into May. So, the type of flowers you'll see will be different. But some of the ones that you can see at Shawnee Lookout along the Miami Fort Trail is like May apples. There's toadstool trillium, some spring beauties, some trout lilies. So keep your eye out for those if you decide to hit up Shawnee Lookout. And Miami Whitewater Forest is it's our biggest park, and it has a beautiful trail. It's called Shaker Trace Trail. It's an 8-mile paved trail, and you get to go through wetlands, prairies, forests. And so you'll see a lot more summertime wildflowers like coneflowers, goldenrod, milkweed. But it's absolutely gorgeous out there. And then Winton Woods, we actually just put it in a brand new wildflower overlook that was made possible by Mr. Garnett in memory of his wife. He's an avid park visitor and lives there near Winton Woods. And so he's created this whole nice area that was not really, kind of went unnoticed. And so you're able to go out on this boardwalk and you can look for like Dutchman's breeches, toadstool trillium, trout lilies, just all kinds of variety of wildflowers out there. And then one other place that's really good to go and enjoy if you want to hit the trail is Sharon Woods. That's a really popular park. It's our oldest park. And the Gorge Trail. It's a state nature preserve. And there's actually fossil rocks there that date back to about 4,500 million years ago, because it's a gorge. There's waterfalls. It's not a long trail. It's only 0.7, but it is gorgeous there. And along the way, you can look for hyacinths. Hyacinths is going to start popping here very, very soon. It's very beautiful and very colorful. And then also trillium along the trail as well.
Okay, Kimberly, quick, before I know you can go on. There's a lot of stuff to see in the parks. It's a great park system. Yeah. That's why it's called Great Parks of Hamilton County, I imagine. Quickly, before we have to let you go, should families anticipate any charges or fees?
No, absolutely not. We have been waiving our annual motor vehicle permit so people can get outside and enjoy the parks, because we know that that is one of the only escapes that we have right now. So we're, definitely want to give people that opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors.
Kimberly Whitten from Great Parks of Hamilton County, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.